Dorset Village Apartments has been a fixture in South LA's Hyde Park neighborhood since 1941. But a luxury development is slated for construction next year for where the apartment stands. Like many neighborhoods in LA, redevelopment often threatens to displace longtime residents. Activists and residents alike are also afraid that this new development could gentrify the neighborhood. In this piece, I spoke with two residents who share their complicated thoughts on gentrification.
I don't want to be, like, pushed out of here, you know?
That's Jolene Patton, a 26-year-old resident of Dorset Village.
They expect us to sort of figure out how to handle it on our own.
Patton grew up around Hyde Park most of her life.
I've been around here since I was 8.
She went to high school at View Park Prep on Crenshaw Boulevard, visited the record store on Slauson, and dined at her favorite restaurant next door. But then last year, she got notice that her home could be demolished.
There's really no regard for, I don't know, just how people have, like, made their livelihood here.
The proposed development will have a mix of market rate and affordable units. About 141 of the 782 units will be reserved for lower-income renters. But activists say that this isn't enough.
It's certainly not enough, and it, in my opinion, doesn't help at all.
Paul Langto is an LA Tenants Union member who advises the residents at Dorset Village. He says that many of the residents here, and in Hyde Park in general, don't even make enough to afford them.
So when you're saying you're bringing in 141 affordable units, that means that none of the people in this area can actually afford any of those, quote, affordable units.
When developments like this start popping up in a neighborhood, it brings in people of a higher income bracket. That, in turn, spurs the development of more businesses to serve this new group of people. Traditionally, this group has been wealthier, upwardly mobile, and white.
It's starting to get more diverse. It's pretty cool, but then it's still weird to see.
That's Talia Jenkins, a 24-year-old resident and Patton's cousin. Demographic changes have been relatively small in Hyde Park and the surrounding neighborhoods. White families make up about 2-5% of the population in the area. But Jenkins and other residents say that white home buyers are starting to move in for cheaper home prices and the new metro lines.
They feel like, you know, it's in the perfect space, but, you know, but they just want everything around here to change first before they, you know, even get comfortable, I would say. It's hard to explain that kind of without people feeling offended, you know?
And Jenkins is not the only one who feels that way. It's a complex and often uncomfortable topic that harkens to a long history of racial tensions. At the crux is generations of redlining and housing discrimination against Black Americans. Patton says change doesn't have to be bad if people aren't forced out.
If you're gonna upgrade this place to high regard, then don't disregard the people that are here, that make their life here.
If the proposed development goes through, it could result in the displacement of around 160 households. It's a window into how gentrification plays out. Jenkins points out a fundamental loss of a changing neighborhood that's sometimes hard to put into words.
It's gonna be like, where am I, you know? Like, this is not what it used to be. It's not gonna feel like you're on Slauson and Crenshaw if all these things start to get changed.
Although the city is trying to preserve the community through art projects like Destination Crenshaw, which is an open-air museum that celebrates Black activism in LA, people are still afraid that they could be priced out. Home prices around the Crenshaw rail line are already rising.
It's like choice land, you know what I mean?
Hyde Park's growth into a cultural hub gives it an ironic fate. Like many culturally distinct communities, the people within them will have to fight to stay. For Annenberg Media, I'm Nancy Guan.